Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood,
of the Lamb.
There
is power,
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 power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb. There is power,
power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is
power, power,
wonder-working power
in the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power,
power,
wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
Good morning. A student once said to E. Stanley Jones, "I go to these socials with these girls, but I don't know what to say to them. Can you help me?" I asked him whether he was in love with any of them, and he replied that he didn't think he was. And so E. Stanley Jones replied, "Then that's your trouble. If you fall in love with one of them, you'll know what to say." And it is so in prayer. Fall in love with God, and you will know what to say. Religion is a long falling in love with God. But love needs to be cultivated. It is not always love at first sight. Love often comes through insight. Insight gained over a long period of contact. So I want to give you a few suggestions this morning in order to let love through. Number one, breathe a prayer for help as you begin life's most important exercise. You're beginning something which will make the difference between weakness and strength, between defeat and victory. Second, remind yourself that God is more anxious than you to set up this relationship of two-way prayer. You do not have to overcome God's reluctance. Isn't that good? You have to lay hold on His highest willingness. All His barriers are down. All you have to do is take down your barriers. Prayer lets God's love in. Number three, determine that a vital prayer life is worthwhile. The most worthwhile thing in life. If patience and failure is necessary to learn any worthwhile thing, then you must determine to be patient with your failures here. But remember, they will be your failures, not God's. Number four, decide how much time you can give to this prayer exercise. Begin in a small way and then increase the time. Number five, organize the rest of the day around this prayer time. Don't let the rest of the day decide this prayer time. Let this prayer time decide the rest of the day. Fix that time and let it stay fixed so that each day you do not have to debate the question. Well, as you can imagine, on this Sunday before Valentine's Day, my mind is running with regard to a prayer life with God and a love for Him and a love for people. praying not only is a worship of God, but it's intercession for those that you love. And I trust that we'll be able to share some meaningful thoughts with you today here on this broadcast. So stay tuned. It's good to have you join us for Missionary Echoes.
I was discouraged when no answer came. See, I prayed for years and I still saw no change. I was ready to give up on my wish coming true. But when I
prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong as God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray. A means to the throne of the one whose potential is yet to be known. There is no limit as to what God can do. So just keep on praying. He's listening to you. Prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong. God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
Yes,
prayer is just as big as God is. Prayer is just as strong. God is strong. Prayer can reach as far as God can reach. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
No,
don't ever give up. Just pray, don't ever give up. Just pray.
Thank you to God's Bible School for recording that good song. Lord, we thank you this morning that we can pray and that it is one of the most important things that we can do in life, giving ourselves to the matter of praying, interceding on behalf of the needs of our nation, of our people, of our families, of our lives. We thank you this morning for the privilege of prayer, and above all things, may we give ourselves to praying and connecting with God, getting alone with God in the garden of prayer. It's a beautiful thing, and we all have so much to learn when it comes to our communion with you. We pray that your blessing will rest upon this broadcast and that you would undertake for the needs of each of our listeners today. And Lord, we'll give you praise and thanks for your faithfulness to us, and thanks for the opportunity to have such rich fellowship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Sweet communion, Jesus is a friend
Thank you, Stettler Trio. I'm so grateful that we can have friendship and fellowship with Jesus. Well, this is Missionary Echoes, brought to you by the God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. We've been on the air for many, many years, long before I came here to minister for sure, and it's been a blessing to be able to have a part in this over these now 11 years that I have been here. We're glad that you join us, and we hope it's a habit every Sunday morning to be with us here on Missionary Echoes. We're about to start our Sunday school and then go into our morning worship services today. 9:30 is Sunday school, 10:30 is our morning worship. Tonight at 6 o'clock is our evening worship, as well as Ready, Set, Go happening with the children. Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. In between, we do have a special day this week being Valentine's Day, and I trust that you have someone that you have a rich fellowship with, and perhaps a Valentine. Our singles are getting together at 5 o'clock on Tuesday to celebrate Valentine's together. There's been a sign-up sheet at the church for that. That's at 5 o'clock. And if you want to be a part of that, you may want to take care of that right away, today, if possible. Then we're thinking of our spring revival in March, 14 to 19, with Brother Randy Neville, Matt, and Joy Barnett will be joining us for that special time. Of course, a number of us will be going out to Indiana as well in March for the outreach and bus convention. It's always a highlight of the year. I'm thinking of individuals from our church connection that have surgery this week, Cindy Beck and Ron Dutry, both having procedures on Wednesday, and we covet your prayers for them. Also, our conference ministerial happens this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So another full week of activities, and we covet your prayers and your participation in as much as possible. We're certainly thinking of the country of Turkey and Syria and the serious losses that they've encountered from the earthquake happening there, and we're praying for that recovery process and for the lives that have been turned upside down because of the losses that they've encountered. So let's keep that in mind. Once again, thank you for joining us here on Missionary Echo. Stay tuned as we continue the broadcast this morning. We sure value Jesus' love for us, the love that sent him to Calvary on our behalf, and that today he is interceding for us and for those who don't yet know him as Savior and Lord. The unsaved rest with great weight on the hearts of earnest saints as well. Thank God for true believers who bear one another's burdens. The desire of the Apostle Paul's heart and the prayer of all his prayers was that men might be saved. We read of it in 1 Timothy chapter 2. David Brainerd was similarly burdened with desire for the salvation of men. He traveled the forests and swamps of Massachusetts in the dead of winter, kneeling in the snow and beseeching God to save the Indians. Asleep, he dreamed of their salvation. Awake, his first thought was of their rescue. The absorbing love of souls that has energized some hearts cannot be exaggerated. The thirst for gold that compelled men to seek California and Alaska has not been as strong as that thirst which has caused Christian hearts to pray unceasingly for the unsaved. Notice with me several things. Number one, intelligent prayer for the unsaved should bear in mind that they need to be saved from their unconcern. Many are heedlessly going the way of death. All that they seem to live for is to eat, drink, play, and party. They labor and they sleep. Many a man is like Jonah, simply a deserter from duty. Jonah slept on that storm-tossed vessel, disloyal to himself, to others, and to God. We need to pray that God makes the unconcerned to stop and think. In answer to Stephen's prayer, God stopped Saul on his way to Damascus and forced him to realize his position. Thus, God awakened him from his unconcern. It was when the prodigal came to himself and pondered his situation that hope for his salvation dawned. The first step toward heaven is the step away from unconcern. Notice, secondly, that prayer for the unsaved should bear in mind that they need to be saved from their error. This thought was especially prominent in Paul's mind when he prayed for his own kinsmen. Their views of religion were wrong. It is important that you attend the right church, one that teaches salvation from all sin and death to the old nature. Many have heard the truth all their lives and yet are still ignorant of its meaning. Some have the misconception that becoming a Christian will limit their freedom and take away their joy. They think God is a hard taskmaster. But, oh friend, I appreciate the words of the song. I cried, I've gone too far. He said, my blood's gone farther. I cried, the stain's too deep. He said, my blood's gone deeper. I cried, I've done too much. He said, my blood's done more. I'm so glad, praise God, for the cleansing blood. Sin will take you farther than you ever thought you would go. It will cost you more than you wanted to pay. It will keep you longer than you wanted to stay. But salvation will take you as deep in His grace as you care to go. It will repay you more than you ever dreamed, and it will keep you if you want to stay. There is power in prayer to save from all errors and unconcern. Thirdly, notice that prayer for the unsaved should bear in mind that they need to be saved from their sin. To be saved from sin is to be saved from its guilt, its power, and its corruption. Sin is the violation of God's law. To violate human law leaves the violator guilty. He is guilty until in some way his guilt is removed. He is not and cannot be a free citizen so long as his guilt remains. He must pay his fine, do his time, etc. Nor can the man who violates God's law be other than guilty before God until in some way he is saved from his guilt. It is a fearful thing to be guilty before God. Guilt is cruelty toward God and peril toward oneself. Cruelty toward God because it means willful resistance to the most tender of all hearts. It is pushing away His loving arms. It is cursing His broken body. It is stomping underfoot His spilt and precious blood. Peril toward ourselves because were final judgment to be pronounced immediately, our guilt would be our eternal condemnation. He who loves a soul that is in sin will pray that they be saved from sin's guilt. He will also pray that it be saved from sin's power. The drunkard, the habitual thief, the slanderer or backbiter, they are held prisoner by their sins. Many a sweet-spirited person, when asked to be a Christian, replies, I cannot. My will breaks down every time I try. Oh, my friend, oh, the power of sin. Paul knew something of the power of sin, but he exclaimed, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? He felt that like a man chained to a dead body, he was chained to sin. Sin hindered him. It hinders others. Sinners need to have their chains broken and be released from evil. A man is never free until he is saved from the power of sin. And oh, what glorious freedom that is. Then there is the corruption of sin. Sin is a malaria in the soul. It destroys taste. It weakens strength. It spoils appetite for good. Unless that corruption is checked, it, like leprosy, pollutes the whole system. No one but God can check it. Even He can check it only by making man a new creature with a new disposition and a new purpose, and it takes our cooperation with Him. This God is glad to do. A new heart, Jesus said, will I give you. This promise has been fulfilled thousands of times. Men who hated Him have come to love Him. They've been rescued from death and made alive in Jesus Christ. The faces that were set earthward have been set heavenward. Instead of becoming more and more corrupt by sin, they have been saved from all sin's diseases and all sin's misery, and have been brought to holiness and to joy. Surely we do well when we pray for others. Save them, O God, from the terrible guilt, the awful power, and the ruinous corruption of sin. Then notice finally with me that prayer for the unsaved should bear in mind that they need to be saved from their alienation. The prodigal son in the far country is away from home and fellowship. The prayer that he may be saved involves more than deliverance from wrong. It involves also adoption of right. It asks that the son may receive his father's kiss and welcome. It asks that the sense of God's love may flow in on his soul. It asks that peace may be established between him and God. It asks that fellowship with his father may be forever his. And the list could go on and on. Oh, let us pray that the lost soul may be saved from unconcern, from error, from sin and separation or alienation, that they may be forever with the Lord. It is worthwhile to intercede for the unsaved. They are very precious to God. Christ longs for their salvation, even with travail of soul. Eagerly he awaits our efforts for them. Are you willing to share in the greatest burden Christ today is carrying? I hope so. Surely, when the days of earthly life are over and the saints enter heaven, that they on earth shared Christ's travail will in heaven share Christ's joy. May we not keep silence day nor night as we intercede with strong crying and tears for individuals whom we name before God for his gracious, holy, and eternal salvation. I am so glad that somebody touched heaven for me. I exhort, therefore, Paul instructed Timothy, that first of all, supplication, prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. And that instruction is for you and me today. Oh, let's be praying for the unsaved. Let's trust God for deliverance from sin. Thanks for joining us on Missionary Echoes today. I hope you'll join us for our Sunday school and worship services as well.
Sick and dying, bound by sin and shame. Somebody called upon the Lord till sweet redemption came. Somebody held me up to God when I was feeling down. I'm so glad somebody prayed so I can sing it now. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
Now when I needed healing and felt too low to pray, somebody interceded, and soon my healing came. Now help me, Lord, to pray for those who stand in need of prayer. And let it be said, yes, once more, somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got
another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came. Somebody called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.